Steve and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how to be a land investor with a day job.
A lot of people do it.
I know. I saw you scribbling and scribbling.
I have a lot of notes
before the show. This is I think this topic was a Jill-written topic, and I think it came from an interview we did last week.
Or maybe it's because I had this job, too.
You had a job once?
I had it. Well, yeah. But there was a once upon a time I was doing this with a day job, and it was comical.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, actually.
Two desks back to back. It's very true. I wish I had a picture of that. I probably do somewhere where I had the desk in front of me where I was doing my primary work, and then the phone ring, and I whip rack around, and I had a makeshift desk, not even a real desk, but just kind of what I could throw together behind me with another computer, and I would answer the phone. And
I remember that.
And help the buyers or the sellers, whatever it was, at our land business until the day came that it didn't make sense for me to do that anymore.
I remember being shocked and amazed at the stuff that you were coming up with during that time.
Thank you.
There's some people, if you've been in this business for a while and you've had employees or worked with partners, there's some people that you just don't have to explain stuff to.
Thank you.
Jill's one of those people.
You know what else? I was just naturally excited. And I see that now, too, with new people coming along. You know, it's fun when they get in and go, this is actually cool. And they learn how to do it. And they're especially watching their bank balance. That for me, is very motivational.
Yep.
So
speaking of fun, this question was posted by Joe Martin, who's one of our top performing members in the advanced group.
And he's fun.
And this is all retro back to when he joined, and he just got done with his first emailer.
Aww.
Let's take a question here before we get into the actual show.
Cool. All right, so Joe Martin from our online community, landinvestors.com, says, this is from February 2018. This is good. Hi, all. I wanted to provide an update on my first mailer. I joined Land Academy as a silver member in mid-December, and my first mailer went out the first week of January. Last week, I received a call from a seller, and his message was clear. I accept your offer. During due diligence, I found out that he owned four more properties in the same area. I called him back to discuss the other properties, and he agreed to sell them all. Now for the best part. I have purchased five parcels, 39.4 acres in total for $16,000. All five of the parcels are over 4 acres, and the cheapest 4-acre parcel for sale in the area is $49,000 on LandWatch. I have to pause for a second there.
He gets into the numbers here.
I had to pause for a second here.
And I'll tell you, you know, Joe now is...
Oh, yeah.
His budget's set at over $1 million a year.
Yeah.
Net.
Yeah. The cheapest 4-acre property sold in the last 6 months went for $42,000. Recent comps suggest that at least one of the parcels has a market value of over $100,000. I paid $3,000 for it. Insanity. One of the other parcels is 8.1 acres and doesn't have road access, but is accessible via ATV via an old logging trail. I wasn't thrilled about this one, but I wanted to go easy on the seller for giving me such a smoking deal, so I just bought them all. Yesterday, I got on Craigslist and found someone who was looking to buy a lot without road access and was accessible by dirt bike. I called him up, and he said he was hoping to find an acre for $10K. I said, how about 8.5 acres for $26,000? I have a feeling the guy thinks I'm on drugs, but he's meeting me at the bank tomorrow. So it appears I will be up $10,000 on day two of this deal. If I sell the rest for half of the market value, I should walk away with over $100,000 on this deal, but I'm just happy to have the ball moving in the right direction. This is so good. My first mailer targeted areas within 1 hour of where I live simply because I know these areas well and I have a network of investors and agents already in place. I knew that if at least one deal came back, I would most likely be running to the bank, assuming the property had access. The most significant challenge I faced thus far is trusting technology, like Google Earth, GIS, instead of going to look at the property in person. My wife says I have control issues.
Yeah, she's right.
But she never says what I wanted to say anyways. Deep down, I know that I'll never be able to scale this business if I don't learn to trust Google Earth and my data. My biggest win, besides the insane ROI potential on this deal, is that I didn't go look at the properties, even though they're less than an hour from my house. Perhaps I'm experiencing beginner's luck, but I've been sending out a mailer every 2 weeks and plan on sending 6,000 units out on Monday, so only time will tell. I have a background with working with Nielsen data and have been pricing consumer packaged goods for different markets for over 15 years, so I felt confident with my analysis. I've even gone as far as running linear regressions on the data. I didn't know we did go this far into it. This is so good. I've even gone as far as running linear regressions on the data set to determine what the cost per acre would be in a perfect competition for a neighborhood. Is that relevant or necessary?
No.
Hell no. But if anyone is going to be an expert on pricing for an area, I want it to be me. Believe it or not, I'm an extrovert. That's true. We know that. And I've been in sales all my life. So if anyone is struggling to get their first mailer out, feel free to reach out. I may not be able to help you get from 2 to 100, but I'll help you be happy to help you get from 0 to 1. I appreciate everyone who contributes on the forums. I've learned a ton just by lurking through your posts. Bring on House Academy. This is so good. Please, just a taste. I want to quit my job by the end of 2018. Cheers, Joanne. Wow. And he did.
Joe is...
This is so good.
...has generated millions since this post.
Yep. He did.
And it's just amazing to go back. And here's what I get out of that, out of this. You can hear the excitement in his voice.
Yeah.
You can hear the enthusiasm. He wants to be the best at this. I can tell you now he's doing mobile home deals.
Yep.
He's scraping old mobile homes and putting new ones on. He's got a whole network of agents and lawyers all across the East Coast buying property for him. So.
Yep.
It's interesting that his goal was so small and where he is now.
Isn't
that
amazing?
Wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, if you
it was a year ago, right?
It was a year ago because that was December 18, and so he quit in December 9. His goal was to quit. So this is December 17, and then was to quit by December 18, which he did. And if you want to find out more about this guy, I did a Facebook Live thing with him that you could find on YouTube and our Facebook channel. And I interviewed him about this and his goals for 19, which he will hit. And he'll be with us. He's going to be with us in October. Oh, we're going to get some.
Yeah.
Shoot.
He's going to be at the live
event.
We're
going to record a bunch of stuff at that. That'd be fun to record some of his updates for 2019 and where he stands.
Joe on his own has devised a macro system in Excel to automatically scrub data in Excel to produce very quick, down and dirty, pro-scrubbed mailers. And he's going to present it all at our live event on October.
Yeah, he's got some automation tips and tricks and things he's going to share at the live event. He is speaking. It's going to be awesome.
Awesome, Joe. We're all proud of you.
Yay.
Today's topic, how to be a land investor with a day job. This is the meat of the show. Are you talked out?
No, I'm not.
I would love to hear your thoughts on this topic because I know you're passionate about it.
Okay. What's interesting about this is it's mental before physical, and it's true. And I've talked to many, many, many people. I know this to be true. So what if you want to be a land investor with a day job, what's the first thing you got to do? And my number one is have a personal chat with yourself, I'm not kidding, and make a decision to commit to do whatever it takes. You got to start there. So take a weekend, take a day, take an afternoon, whatever it is. You got to sit down with yourself and make that decision that, all right, if I want my life to change, I got to do something. I got to change it. And that's number one. So
we have example after example after example of members who made that commitment. Nick Seiger is one of them. He's actually
Joe Martin's one of them.
Exactly. And I mentioned Nick because I think this show is going to air on Monday. The following Thursday is our Wednesday is our interview with Nick Seiger, and I noticed that immediately from talking to him that he made a commitment to do whatever it takes, including going back to an old truck driver job that he talks about right now, just so he can pay the bills to every single dollar he's putting into buying property and reselling it.
Exactly, it's true because his acquisition funds were going towards food on the table. And he said, I can't do that.
Right.
And so he's right. So you really got to have that talk. And I've done consulting, and I still do consulting calls on this. You know, I'm happy to help. If that's your number one hang up right now, and for a lot of people, that's the biggest hang up, then I can help you with that.
Commitment.
Mm-hmm. Well, just having that talk with yourself and making that mental shift that I'm going to do it. All right. It's going to get rough. So then that's step number two. It leads into step number two, which is you got to prep your family and your friends. You know what? Your life's about to change. You're going to be working hours in the morning. You're going to be working hours in the night. You're going to be doing whatever you have to do to make this work. So your fun might be on hold for a little bit. You know, and we have some friends that are going through it right now. You know, they are killing it, you know, to make a go of this. And they will.
They will for sure.
Because they made the commitment, and now they're in phase two, which is this list. Like, all right,
yeah,
we got to change some stuff. We can't be, you know, have this. We have to save our time and our energy and our resources for our business, because just a year or two of that right now is going to pay off forever. That's the reason.
I just talked to our producer of the show where we're setting up just now, and he said, oh yeah, I'm sending out a mailer in California.
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Oh.
I'm like, this is great.
Yep.
That's perfect. How it should go.
Good. That's great. And then the third thing is, you know, and the final thing, you have to schedule it out and follow through as hard as it is. It's hard to say no. You know, I remember a guy a long time ago was saving up. This is how it was, like in the 80s. A friend of mine was saving up because he wanted to buy a brand new Jetta. And I thought the guy was nuts. I'm out having fun going to every concert and spending every dollar and just having a blast and with all my friends. And he was constantly saying no, sorry, no. He would go out maybe once every 2 weeks. He would have a budget of what he would spend, and that was it. And you know what? I watched it. And 18 months later, the guy paid cash for a brand new Jetta. Yeah. I'm like, oh.
You know, we all have our priorities, and that falls perfectly into what you said.
Yeah. And that's what he did. And I look around going, maybe the guy's right. And you know what's funny is, did it change my behavior? Not at the time, but.
or your priorities.
You know, it wasn't a priority for me.
That's right. And
it's
still not.
Right.
I know you, Jill. It's one of the reasons that I love spending time with you, because you have the right priorities.
Thank you.
I'd much rather go out and have fun and take an Uber.
So
maybe it's our age. I don't know.
So, you know, and that's a good thing about, this is a really good point. So say you want to be a land investor with a day job. How fast you want to get there is going to determine how hard you go at this. So if you say, you know what, in five, I'm not roughing it. I want to keep taking vacations. I want to have some fun. So I'm going to make myself a 5-year goal to do this. And that's okay. Some people want to do it in 1 year. And then if you want to do it in 1 year, you're going to have to, you know, really go at it harder.
That was really my big point to this topic. The variable is time.
Yeah.
Everything else is a constant. The mailers work. This concept works. We have an amazing group of people here that are totally and completely willing to help you, whatever you need help with, right, including funding your acquisitions.
Yeah.
So it becomes an issue of time. If you have a regular 40-hour-a-week job and you can ice out 8 hours a day on Sunday, you know, it's going to take you a little while to get this done, but it will get done. Because by now, you should really believe in this. You should believe in the fact that a mailer works.
Right.
And then believe in the fact that this group knows how to create them.
Yep.
So it might take you 6 months. It might take you 2 weeks. You know, it took Joe a year to generate $1 million, mm-hmm, a year and a half.
Yep.
So it just depends on you get out of it, what you put into it. I hate to sound like my father, but that's... That's the truth of it.
And nothing good happens after 10 o'clock.
That's especially true with Jill. Unless we're doing it together, and then a lot of fun stuff happens after 10 o'clock.
Yeah, look out.
Hey, we know your time's valuable. Thanks for spending with us some of it with us today. Anyway, join us next time for the episode called Planning for Your Family Legacy Like Sarah's Farm.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community found at landinvestors.com. It is free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Dude, I'm loving this new studio.
I got to take a picture of it somehow and put it in the intro on YouTube and just kind of get a feel for people can sort of see what this crazy place is that we're sitting right now.
Well, we're going to do a drone thing too at some point. We're going to have a little drone commercial because it's going to be really cool to see where we are, and you can see what's behind us. I've had people go, now and then. Is that a green screen? I'm here to tell you that is not a green screen.
It would be a lot easier if it was a green screen.
And there's no glass there. It's all open. It is not a green screen. So if you're listening and not checking us out, check out YouTube because it's pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
And while you're at YouTube, please subscribe and rate us there.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.